Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. And today the Who's been saying it for a while, but I've been getting emails or feeds saying that the PCR is flawed. And then you get actors and performers and musicians saying, I'm going to get my shot. I'm going to get a shot too. I'm going to get a shot of brandy and a shot of cognac and a shot of vodka so that when I drink enough of this stuff, I can be in a state of delirium and maybe I can start thinking the way these people think if I'm that stupor. kind of makes you wonder. And we've been saying this for a while, that the PCR tests have been flawed. They're no good. The guy that invented it said they were no good, not for this particular thing. Even Fauci, this little bullshitter, even came out and admitted that after 30 cycles, the thing is just basically showing dead nucleotides. In other words, there is no test. And how can you test for something, honest to God, that we have no genetic validation, no substantiation, nothing? I had a lady contact me today. My daughter got COVID and blah, 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 and she can't smell and lost the sense of smell and blah, blah, blah. And I get these emails a lot now. And I don't know, maybe they're not listening to the program. I don't know what's going on. Maybe they're just too busy watching the bullshit on television. I don't know. And they're caught up in the hysteria. Again, I don't know. See, like I said, I'm at a loss. I'm really at a loss in this. How can anybody in their right mind, how can anybody with two functioning brain cells actually can believe that the television and the media is going to tell you the truth? I can never get that. I can't get my head around this. They have never told us the truth ever. They've always been fabricating things. They've been maneuvering us, and they continue to maneuver the general population. And the Bible says, my people perish for lack of wisdom. My people perish for lack of knowledge. You know why that's saying that? Because nobody takes the time to understand, first and foremost, their rights under a constitution, charter, or a Magna Carta, or any other document that is there to protect the individual rights. Nobody reads this stuff. Nobody reads at all, and nobody thinks. The Gospels, the Revelations. Revelation, John saw the beast. He saw this beast, and then what is the symbol of this vaccination? It's a chimera, a beast. And yet nobody's making the connection here on this either. This again astounds me. And then we've had predictive programming all throughout the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000, 2010, and now it's beginning in the 2020s. And in the 2020s, I'm telling you what they're predicting now. The predictive programming isn't about machines. There'll be a little bit of that. It's all about demons now, demonics, possession, apparitions showing up, some kind of dark spiritual mojo. We're in the dark ages. It's not dark winter. We should call it correctly what it is. We're going back to the dark ages where people have become so stupid and so blind and have allowed themselves to be brought down to a state. You're one step above Goyim, and with this vaccine, it'll put you one step below Goyim. That's where this is going. Sherry at Three Hearts Church, she gets into this whole spiritual demonic stuff, and she gets into the symbolisms and all these things. If you haven't watched her series, you should go watch her series on either her channel or website or her YouTube channel. But she really gets into this, and she really endeavors to show you all the things about the devil and how the devil is going to be doing what he's going to do. But all the movies that I'm seeing, all the predictive programming I'm seeing, I was going through a torrent, and I decided just to read the titles. I couldn't believe the shit I was reading. It's all shit, all of it. And it was all about darkness and murder and blood, and it's just horror crap, horror upon horror. And I'm thinking, why in the world are we not, we have gone from action pack, sex, sci-fi, space, and now we're into this horror shit. And I'm thinking, why in the world? So I'm flipping through these titles. I'm not looking at any of these movies. Just reading the titles. I'm thinking, holy shit, people actually watch this crap. But we're going to see people that they do endeavor to watch these type of movies. For them to go out and kill somebody and drink their blood and do whatever hideous demonic things that demons do, it's going to become the norm. Is going to become the norm. We're going to see this. I mean, and we already got demons and already around us. I mean, geez, adrenochrome, really? We're going to beat the hell out of a kid to a point where we traumatize a child so badly that all its organs and glands release everything it's got to protect it, to drain it dry, and then kill it in the most hideous ways and get every drop, every erg, every ounce and nuance of energy in the genetics. Imagine that. The demons are here, okay, and they perform in front of us every time you turn on the television or the movies. These are your Hollywood actors. These are your politicians that get in front of you on television and lie, bold-faced lie to you about a fake pile of rubbish. Oh, you're going to die. Oh, it's mutated. It's mutated in the United Kingdom. Oh, we got to do something about the mutations. Mutations, oh, mutated. You couldn't even, they don't even have the genetic biomarker, the first one. When this thing got started, I expressed very strongly that this was nothing but nanobiotech. That you had a top, bottom-up, fullerene assembly with quantum dots assembled in a protein. That's what it is. And we have no, and the stories were changed how many times? Oh, first it came from some fish in some market in China. Then it came from something else. And then it came from the United States and Canada, to labs in South Carolina and Manitoba. Remember all that? Remember all that bullshit? All that? Remember that? Then after it came from the labs in South Carolina and the labs in Manitoba and it got over to China, then bats. Bats. Hey, Batman, holy Batman, we're going to use some bat stuff, bat shit. We're going to use some bat shit to create some virus. Holy bat shit, Batman. And then, all of a sudden, the people in China were running, and they were doing this, and then they just started dropping like flies. They weren't, and there was no virus. Just an assault with a frequency because they had already been vaccinated. This is the game plan. And I'm beginning to wonder now. I'm beginning to wonder that these people that are getting the vaccinations, if they're not dying from an assault, a prototype testing that's being done. Okay, Hank Aaron, 86-year-old, got his COVID vaccine and he died. And then he had this other woman who got the vaccine and she's having convulsions. And then you had another doctor die of a brain hemorrhage. Another one died of convulsions. Another one died of, you know, whatever. And I'm just beginning to wonder. Now, again, date to date. This is the show for the 24th. Date it. I'm beginning to wonder if this is now an experiment that they're utilizing by firing 6G technology on the people with these vaccines, just like they did in China, and they're modulating the frequency so that they all die from something different. I'm beginning to suspect and wonder if this is an experiment that they're continuing from what the Chinese did in Asia. Beginning to wonder, because it seems like the pattern is repeating itself again. Again, if you go back and look at the first couple weeks of this assault on the Asian people, which is, and you have to look at it, look at the whole thing. After 3 weeks, remember the officials were walking through Wuhan, and all you heard, they had translated in Chinese, Chinese to English, they put the English whatever. They said that's fucking bullshit. It's a fucking lie. This is what they were saying. I'm not speaking Canadian here. There are some Canadian words obviously, but you know the F bomb. But this is what they were saying in the translation. This is what they were saying in the translation when they're walking down the street, and the officials were heavily guarded. They were afraid for their lives. You could see the terror in their eyes as they're walking down the street. They knew they pulled a hoax on these people, and they used these people for an experiment. And now I'm beginning to wonder if they're doing the same thing here in Canada and the United States. See, Nobody is dropping dead. If you notice this, now again, pay attention to the details here, because the devil's in the details. You're walking down the street, you're going to the grocery store. Has anybody dropped dead in front of you? Nobody's dropped dead. Nobody. Because they haven't been vaccinated. Now we're getting people vaccinated. All of a sudden, they're starting to drop dead, or they're starting to have some sort of genetic abnormality going on. And I'm beginning to think, at this stage, they are turning on the 6G devices, not 5G, 6G. I'm saying 6G, not 5G. 6G devices like they did in China. And they're targeting these people that have had these vaccines, and they're modulating these frequencies to assault their genetic code specifically. And I'm beginning to think these are all prototype experiments, so that when the rest of the morons get their shots, they can turn on the frequency. Oh, this one died of diabetes. This one died of neurological disorders. This one died of this. Oh, it had nothing to do with the shot. It had nothing to do with the vaccine, but they were perfectly okay before they got the vaccine. How many times have you heard that bullshit? How many times have you heard this bullshit? See, I look at these things because I've been dealing with nanobiotech, and I've been looking at artificial intelligence, self-assemblage, and self-programming devices, and I've been following this really, really close and tight. And it alarms the hell out of me what they're doing with technology. You know, it really is alarming. It's beyond alarming. But to try to explain to somebody that you can now produce a particle that can program itself and operate itself, and it can shift, shape, and repair itself, replicate itself. It can now take on whatever programming you give it. It can actually modify its own programming while it's in your body. See, the modification of a program makes this technology extremely dangerous because, okay, now I've given you a shot. Excuse me, I've given you a shot, and I put this genetic material inside of you that's associated and integrated with a nanoparticle that has an operating system. Now you go home, you think everything's fine. All of a sudden, now I turn on the frequency. I target your DNA because you are now a transponder. You have now a tracking device inside your body, which is called a vaccine. Now I turn on this frequency, and this frequency now tracks you where you are, and now I can access your DNA and decide to monkey around with it from a distance far, far away. Nobody now will be the wiser. You just died of a vaccine. You're shaking like a leaf. You're jumping up and down. You're mumbling and burbling. Your eyes are rolling and steam is coming out of your face. You're fainting. You're getting up. You're doing all kinds of stuff because now you've been targeted with a 6G weapon. This is not science fiction. You can't make this shit up. This is real. And if you get the back, and this is how they're going to corner everybody. I mean, God Almighty, you'd have to, if you don't see it from the book of Revelations, then you're blind in one eye and can't see out the other. Bible says the top to the bottom is going to be marked with this chip, or marked with, carry this mark. Top to bottom. No exclusions. One small consolation about that is Silly Billy will have to show that he's got the mark. Imagine that. They'll target his silly ass as well. Anyway, and that you won't be able to buy or sell or trade, and you won't be able to do any kind of commerce whatsoever. This is what they're trying to push right now. This is the prototype, and they're finding a lot of opposition throughout the planet on this one. They will eventually bring it in. This is a given. If they can't get it this round, they will get it in the next. But, okay, bear with me here. Now you got a bunch of half-wits who don't have the capacity to understand anything beyond a second-grade mentality. They don't even know what they're reading anymore. They're just reading, like a string of code. You know, they're just reading the sentences, and again, it's going in, but nothing's registering. You know, the lights are on, but nobody's home kind of thing. So, they're reading now, and they're getting blasted with the media because, you know, YouTube won't let you have the truth, and Daily Motion won't let you have the truth, and Facebook won't let you have the truth, and, you know, all the social media, Twitters, won't let you have the truth. They'll be able to expose it for a short bit and then knock it down. Wimkin, that's a joke. Wimkin was a joke. Another front. If you got the account, I tell you to drop the account because they're going to lose your data again. This is their excuse. This has been their excuse, and they've been playing people for a fool. You put all this stuff in on their databases, you put it on the page, and all of a sudden, oh, our systems are broken down, we've been hacked, oh, this and that, and all these other bullshit excuses. And then when they come back and reboot everything, they can't, for some reason, put your stuff back on that you had. That should be your first sign that you are being played and monitored. You get the people now to believe in another fairy tale, which they will. They say a sucker is born every minute. 90% of the people are just gullible. Just gullible. They will believe whatever superstitious bullshit you tell them. Oh, if you don't take the shot, the boogeyman is going to come and get you. Oh, if you don't take the shot, the ghost is going to come from the grave and going to haunt your ass. Oh, hey, the devil's going to come knocking on your door if you don't take that shot. Oh, my gosh, you're going to be, oh. And they'll fall for it. They'll fall for it. All television has been doing for the last 60 years is preconditioning people to be programmed with whatever the hell they were watching, whether it was a horror flick, a John Wayne movie, a military movie, whatever. So when they decide to pull the agenda up, they'll terrorize you or horrify you with whatever they have terrified you with in the past. This is how the program runs in. So they will come up with some scary mojo that people will fall for again. And now they'll get the chip. Because if they don't get the chip, you ain't going to be able to go grocery shopping. You can't go shopping. The malls will not be open for you. You can't go watch a baseball game. You can't go to a hockey game. Oh, heaven forbid if you can't go to a baseball game, a hockey game, a basketball game, or a football game. Heaven forbid if you can't have these distractions in your life to keep you from having an awakening that might actually make your life have some meaning. Oh, heaven forbid if that could happen. You know, let's just keep on being distracted with the bullshit so you can keep on living the lie and the deceit and the game. So your life will never have any fulfillment whatsoever. Just so you can have that little distraction. So this is what they'll do. They'll dangle this lollipop or this carrot in front of you. You'll be chasing that carrot. It'll just be out of your reach, until your head go right over a cliff. You'll get your lollipop when you hit the bottom. Boom! Because it won't be able to walk anymore. That's the game. That is the game. And this is how they'll get everybody. You know, this is how they'll get you. If you haven't left the building, if you haven't come up with a self-reliant system, if Jesus hasn't come back by then you know what? You basically need to be in a cooperative or with people or a community of people who are like-minded and have the capacity and understanding that you're going to need to have a defense. You're going to need to sustain and supply yourself. You're going to have to be in a state of complete autonomy from this matrix. There's no other way. The Bible says, "Come out of her, my people." It is what it means. We're going to be leaving this shithole. We're going to have to leave. There's going to be no place here for anybody who's a believer. Anyone who believes in God, anybody who believes in the living God, anybody who believes in a single living God will not be able to stay in the system because it will be a direct conflict with God and the satanic system. The satanic system will be full on. And the final chapter here will be, what will you choose? Choose this day whom you will serve. That's what it says. That's what it means. So you're going to come to that point. Some of you are going to be afraid. Some of you are going to be whatever. Let me inform everybody on the simple little fact, just so that everybody understands this real clearly. We were never meant to live on this shithole forever. Never. We will all one day die. That is a given. Okay, we will die one day. We will then stand before the Almighty. The King of Kings will stand, and we're going to have to give him an account of our affairs on this shithole. What we done, what we didn't do, you know. By his grace, we'll be saved. That's the only way we're going to get through it. Because we've all fallen short of the glory of God. Remember that. So this is a given. And if he says that nobody can snatch us from his hand, and he gives us to the Father, and nobody can snatch us from the Father's hand, then by grace you're saved through faith. And that's how we're going to get through this. So if we're going to die, you know what? That's it. We're going to die. We're going to stand before him. We're going to say, God, we're a bunch of dumbasses, but because of you, we can get through this. That's how it's going to be. And I'm saying this straight out so that we're salt of the earth here. There ain't no misinterpreting what I'm saying. Okay? This system is designed to separate the wheat from the chaff. Are you for real or are you bullshit? That's what it's going to boil down to. You know, are you a churchology or are you actually a person of faith? That's what it's going to boil down to. And I'm not just referring to the Christian faith. This goes right across the board. I don't care what you believe. I told you, I'm not a religious man. Don't believe in any religion. Okay, none of them are going to save you anyway. Okay, and that New Age bullshit, that's all written by the CIA anyway, and that's all bullshit. So again, you know, this is where you're going to have some common sense here and take a look at what's really going on. You're never going to ever beat this system because the system is rigged. Look at the election in the United States. The 46th president of the United States of America is the president of China. The Prime Minister of Canada is also the President of China. That's who won the election. It was a challenge between Trump and the Chinese President, and the Chinese President won, and he is now the President of Chimerica, okay? Chin America, okay? And in Chinada, the Prime Minister of Chinada is the same guy that beat Trump. And when you understand that concept, when you finally grasp that concept, and you begin to realize how this world is really run, and the theatrics of politics and how they play you and manipulate you to make you think and believe that somehow these people are in power. I was watching something the other day with Biden. He's walking down and he's got this special security people. And one of the special security people was wearing the Chinese star from the CCP. He's made him head of his security. Can you imagine that? The head of his security is from China. Chinada. Oh, Chinada. Oh, Chimerica. Chimerica. I pledge allegiance to Chimerica. All the way to China. That's who won. That's who really won. And when you start understanding that concept, understanding these principles, you're going to start, some of you might get pissed off at me saying, well, that's not true, we're American, you're not, you might be an American, but you are now being controlled by China, just like we are in Canada. See, we have allowed, again, our trust in people of the political stripe that have done nothing but betray us time and time and time and time again. We have no two-party system or three-party system in Canada. What we got is a one-party system divided in three parts. That's what we have here. Harper sold us to Canada. Harper sold us to China. Trudeau put us in bed with China. That's the difference. So this is one time you can't really blame Mr. Trudeau for what's going on with China, because Harper was the one that initiated that ball game. Harper made a deal with China, for those of you who are not aware of this in Canada, that if any trade agreement that they made with China, if anything in the Canadian laws could cause them to lose money, they would change the laws in Canada. Now, how the hell does that work again? I thought the politicians served the Canadian interests. Apparently, I was mistaken. See, and this has been going on forever in this country. Canada is nothing but a laboratory. Okay, the citizens of this country are the test subjects of how they can manipulate global events using Canada as a means to exploit and experiment on the people in this country. That is what Canada really is. That's how you have to look at this country, because Canadians have whatever rights we have to fight tooth and nail to have those rights. And they always try to maneuver us in a situation that we stand up for our rights, then we have to suffer consequences because we stood up for our rights. Now, this doesn't tell you that we've been taken over by a foreign government. I don't know what else does. I really don't know. So like I said, they're going to manipulate this so that you will take that shot or you will be denied access to the system, which makes sense if you sit there and think about it. If you don't want their shot, then why should you partake of the benefits of this system? Even though the system offers very little benefit for you. Let me express something. You know how the government in the United States has given $500 or $600 to people in the United States? So they threw a crumb at the American public. And you know how in Canada they gave the CERB out a little while ago? Again, another crumb. Now they said the government was going to give out this money. The government doesn't have any money. This is the biggest effing lie out there. The money that they're giving is our money back to us. That's all they're giving. They're not giving us their money. The check may be endorsed by the government of Canada, but in the end, that money that they're giving you is yours. See, this is what I mean. They play this game, and then everybody thinks, oh, the government's such a good guy. Oh, the government gave me some money. The government gave me $50 this week. I can now go buy bubblegum. Ooh, I'm excited. Boy, the government's a really good guy. Gave me bubblegum money. See, this is the mentality of most Canadians. I got to tell you, it's the truth. Canadians don't think, you know, just, oh yeah, I got $50. I can now go buy me a pack of cigarettes. Ooh, I'm excited. I can now go play some lottery tickets. Oh, I can go to the dollar store. I can go shopping at the dollar store. Like I said, there's very little benefit in the system. This system is a parasite. It feeds on the general population. It always has. It's not just Canada. It's all governments. Government is nothing but a parasite. I made a comment one day on the show, God giveth and the government taketh away. It's the way, it's true. God will give you blessings. He'll prosper you. He'll make you healthy. He'll do everything he can to give you the means to have a life. He says in the Bible, I gave you life and have it more abundantly. But then when the government sees that God has given you some kind of life, they go and take it away. They tax it. They strip you from it. They steal from you. All of a sudden, you made $1 million, and the government's right there. Well, we want our cut. You know, we want our 40% or 50%. You know, that's how it goes. They rob us of our blessings. They always have. And then they make us feel that we're privileged to live in this country. They should be the ones feeling privileged. They've been given the opportunity to serve the Canadian public. That's how I see it. Not the other way around. They're there to serve the general population of Canada. And if you live in Canada and you are part of the Canadian system, the political system, then the political system is supposed to serve the Canadian interests. Just like in the United States, the American government, the American system is there designed to serve the American public. And it's nothing but a parasite. How does a government in America or Canada allow the surrendering of their currencies to being printed out by a foreign bank from a foreign national, then has to borrow their own money? I mean, does this make any sense to anybody? You're borrowing your own money at an interest rate and thereby putting yourself in some kind of debt. How does that work? You're borrowing your own money, and then because you're borrowing your own money, the country now goes into a debt. Makes no sense. But that's what I'm saying. None of this makes sense. The system is not here to bless you in any way. It hasn't been for quite some time. So when you're looking at, you know, the benefit of getting a vaccine, I was reading today, someone was saying that Moderna said that we're going to be living with COVID forever. Imagine that. And you know what? They're telling you the truth. They are telling you the truth here. Because a virus, the coronavirus, has always been here anyway. The only reason you get sick from it is because your immune system has become compromised. But for COVID to be here forever, that means that vaccine will be advocated for everybody to take and use the vaccine. They're never going to let this go back to where it was. I assure you, we will continue to progress into an abyss if we continue to go along with the game. How many government officials have stepped down in the last week alone? Estonia, Slovenia, the Netherlands, Germany's stepping down. I believe Italy was stepping down, and there was another country, I forget now off the bat. All have stepped down. Why? Because the people are not falling for the bullshit there. And you know what? In Canada, I thought of a way that we can undermine the government peacefully without having to use any arms. What everybody needs to do in Canada is write your MP. If you voted, write your MP. Tell the Conservative Party in Queen's Park, write your MP constituent, tell them that you want them to walk across the floor and become an independent. You voted for them, okay? Walk across the floor and become an independent. That's, I'm not sure how many representatives are in Queen's Park. I didn't do my homework on that one, but let's say there's 100 seats in Queen's Park. And let's say, for instance, that the PC's got 60% of those seats, 60 seats. Okay, so, and the Liberals got 25 seats and the NDP got 15. So if 20 or 25 of the MPs that are conservative walked across the floor and became an independent, and 10 MPs from the Liberal Party walked across the floor and became an independent, you will no longer have a majority government in Queen's Park. That would mean that Ford will no longer be able to have the power to do the bullshit he's doing. Can you imagine this guy? This is the premier of Ontario, and just to show you how corrupt Ontario is. The premier of this province has a labeling company where he's making labels for all these products that people are buying. Gloves, hand sanitizers, masks. He's making the labels. He's making a fortune. And this is not going to stop anytime soon, because as long as he's making, and then he can always create the new mandate. Oh, the numbers went up. The numbers went up. Oh, geez, we're going to shut you down. You're going to keep wearing the mask. Oh, there's no more exemptions. Take this away. Take that away. Because they're not making any money on visors and other things, because they can't control that. But the masks, they can. The hand gloves, the hand condoms, they can. So he's making labels for this, and he's out in his property up north, riding his skidoo and having fun and telling everybody they can't go outside. Now, see, this is what I find is a hypocrisy, and this is a conflict of interest, and he should be removed as a result of the conflict of interest. But like I said, this is what's going on, I think, right across the board in Canada, even Alberta. The premier of Alberta, he says, well, he's going to rely on the experts. Well, if he's going to rely on the experts, why isn't he checking out all the experts across the board? Because somehow, some way, somewhere, this guy is making a buck doing this at the expense of the general population. And then they're sending out their police to enforce and intimidate people with nonsense. Okay? We need to know the laws. We need to know where our rights are. If they do arrest you falsely, then to take them to court. This is going to have to turn into a revolution in Canada. There's no other way. Okay? And because if it doesn't get into a revolt, these corrupt bastards will continue being corrupt. These corrupt bastards will continue being corrupt, and they will at our expense. They are not here to serve you. They are here to serve their own interests and to make money on a pandemic that doesn't exist. Let me inform all of you that listen to this program. If Ontario actually had a pandemic, half the population in this province alone would have been wiped out. At least half. Because we would not have known what it is that hit us. We still don't know what it is that's hitting us, if anything at all. I've been saying since day one, there's nothing going on. We are in the cold and flu season. People do get flus. There are impacts from these flus. And you will go down. That's a given. But according to the data that we have, you will go down, but you won't die. You have a 99.9% chance of not dying. I shouldn't say you won't die. You shouldn't die. The odds are in your favor. So, like I said, nobody's considering anything here. Nothing. We're making vaccines for a pathology that our bodies, on its own, can take care of. So why do we need a vaccine? Why does Moderna need to make a vaccine? Why does Pfizer need to make a vaccine? Who are they making rich? Who is becoming well off in regard to this fake nonsense and this hysteria that they have proposed on the general population? It's insane, totally insane. I'm going to switch gears a little bit here. I just got something sent to me yesterday from the United Kingdom. And they were going through a cell phone with this device. And this cell phone, this device that can open up your cell phone and can know exactly everything that you were doing with that phone. Where you were, when you made the call, who you called, your directory that you have in your cell phone. It can access all the data on your phone. This is what the police are using. And so I'm looking at this and I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, if they can do this with the phone, the internet obviously is going to be, is also hackable. People say to me, well, go on Pronto Mail, go on DuckDuckGo. I said, what for? Doesn't matter what email platform you're on, none of them are secure. A quantum computing system can break almost any code that's out there right now in a matter of seconds. China and the United States are worried to death that the quantum computing, whoever has it, could hack their systems and take, and again, know the full game plan everybody's got. There's a mad rush now to come up with a means to defend against quantum computing. And this is a big race going. This is an even bigger race than the nuclear arms race. Whoever wins this one controls everything. Whoever controls the information flow, that's not AI, it's a whole different ballgame. Whoever can control or can access the information flow, okay, that, and secure files or whatever, it can control everything, pretty much. So, if you got a cell phone and you think it is protected with security, I have news for you. If you're walking down the street and there happened to be an undercover cop and they want to know exactly who you were talking to or when you were talking and or your directory, they can hack you while they're walking. Imagine that. You're under surveillance and you don't even realize it. I've often said many a time, does everyone need all these cell phones? Even your basic fundamental cell phone that had just nothing but a ring-a-ding-ding and you talk to somebody, that, again, back in those days, you could take the military chip out of the phone, you could take the battery out of the phone so that your phone could not be hacked or accessed. Not no more. You notice the phones are all sealed now? You notice all the cell phones are sealed? If something goes wrong, you have to replace that phone. You know, if the battery goes dead, well, you buy a new phone. That's all done on purpose. That's all been done on purpose so they can continue to keep an ID tracking on everybody that's there. Okay, and like I said, nothing is what it appears to be. The less tech you have, the less sophisticated tech you have, the less access that you'll have with you. It's just the way it is. The more sophisticated the device is, the more it can do, the more it can be accessed. And it will get access. Look, in Canada, United States, just on the phone calls alone, the Americans are spying on Canada, and Canada's spying on the U.S. Imagine with the cell phone, who they've got looking at all this security, all this information. If the British are doing it to their own people, well, you can bet your ass it's going on in your own country, wherever you may live. So like I said, we need to really wake up and understand that all this tech is not for our benefit. It's not here to make our lives easier. If anything, the computer has made my life far more complicated. It has given me certain things that I can do that I could never do before. I can talk to people across the planet. I can send emails across the planet. I can access and look up data that I could never have done before without this venue here. If I could look up data provided that the library I was going to had the information available. Now I can look at the libraries all across the planet. I can look at databases all across the planet, whereas before I couldn't do that. So it did have its advantages, but the more sophisticated your networks are, the more sophisticated the platform is. I'm still using a Windows 8.1. I really liked XP. I really liked that system, and they kept upgrading it to Windows 10. Now Windows 10, I'm hearing, has all kinds of loopholes and hacks and quacks and everything else. So. You know, I've got a network that I just had built. It's got a Windows 10 platform. I've been reluctant to shift it so far, but eventually I know I'm going to have to. Then I might have to get a computer geek to say, okay, how can we plug all these leaks? So like I said, the more sophisticated the tech, the more access they have on you. And the ultimate access they're going to have is when they inject nanotechnology into your body through whatever means, through penetrating the membrane in your brain. Bible says the right hand or forehead, you know. And this is the other thing I want to again reiterate. If they do the PCR test and they're going to impale you into your membrane, every time you get that infrared thermometer popped into your head, it runs, it activates the program in those nanoparticles. And if you think I'm crazy, why don't you go look at the Rice University video where they activate the nanoparticles in an oil solution just by firing a frequency. You'll see the thing will assemble right in front of your eyes. So when you are looking at this whole thing of sticking something up your, I mean, seriously, you're going to necessarily stick some shit up your nose. No. You know, it's insane. Totally insane. And like I said, now the PCR tests, okay, we're getting this information again that, oh, they're not as accurate as we thought they were. We need to dial down the testing. Okay, now, doesn't it sound like they're on our side? Doesn't it sound like, wow, they're going to do something right now? This is a trap. This is a trap. And I suspect because they're going to dial down the numbers, dial down the cycles that they're testing people, then they're going to say, oh, the numbers are going down. The vaccines must be working. Hooray, we got it. We got it licked. Just come get your vaccine. See, the numbers are going down. People are getting vaccinated. The herd immunity has started. Or something of that line will come about. You'll see. You'll see. Some of you might say I'm a bit cynical. I would say I'm extremely cynical. I've been around long enough to tell you that this everything you're seeing is pure bullshit. It's a lie. It's a dream. And it's designed to keep you in that dream state. So everything you think, everything that's going on, you think you're in the la-la-la world. And that la-la-la world, the more la-la-la you're getting into, the quicker you're running into the abyss. The abyss has a nice, hot place for you. It's waiting, it's patient. It will wait until you are in such a deep state of stupor that all of a sudden it'll disconnect and you'll just fall in. That's where they got you. Some of you might say, well, that's whatever. Perhaps. But perhaps I'm right. And perhaps you need to investigate. Perhaps you need to look into what I'm saying. When we did the video on the nano, you know, and I had the little lens loop, and I was explaining to everybody that, you know, the food supply is completely saturated with nanotechnology or nanoparticles from the sky, and that everything you're eating has this in it. I issued the challenge with the lens loop. Go and prove me wrong. I said right on the YouTube. And I had one guy actually try and said that he thought I was a bit of a wing nut and was going to prove me wrong. And when he went and decided to make the investigation, he found out that what I was saying was absolutely true. Now I will say the same thing. Prove me wrong. Go look this up. Go and check what it says. You know, I always say go read the Gospels. Go read the Gospels. I don't imply to anybody to follow any group, organization, cult, sect, or religion. None. I encourage you, though, to read the scriptures for yourself and to think for yourself, not to allow some TV evangelical to preach some sort of pie-in-the-sky bullshit and then ask you for $1 million to support his cause or her cause or whatever cause there is so that they can become rich, they can live off the fat of the milk, they can have their milk and honey, while you're starving in a ghetto. My concept here is really simple. Read it for yourself. Don't allow any institution on any level to show you anything. Read it for yourself. This is why I don't give you my opinions on what on the air here about the Bible. You know, I will allow you to figure it out for yourself. It's the best way. It's God's word. And I've explained this before. This is a download from God or an upload, however way you want to look at it. And because you had so much garbage downloaded into you from the Matrix and from the Abyss and from Lucifer, When you read the Gospels initially, it may be a little difficult for you to get grasp what's going on. So I always suggest that have a one-on-one with the Great One. Have a talk with the Almighty. Have a talk with Jesus. Hey, Jesus, I want to read you. I want to know more about you. I want to read and I want to understand what you're taught, what you're all about. Show me. You know, show me. And again, go from there. And start in bits and bites till you start to grow and understand things more and more, till God's upload becomes more prevalent than the matrix download. And when you start seeing things for the first time, or maybe seeing them again, you might get a different perspective on the way things really are. You know, why did Jesus go to the Zionists of the day? Those are running the Sanhedrin. These were the Zionists of the day. Why did he say to them that they were a brood of vipers, whitewashed tombs, serpents? Don't we say the same thing in today's English, today's language? We're talking about the reptilians and the archons and all these things. He was basically calling them what they really were. Didn't he also say that they were of their father, the devil? And the devil had no truth in them. All you could do is tell lies. Aren't they of the same ilk? So when you're seeing that, you have to ask yourself, you know, David Icke talks about these things. Jesus was talking about them 2,000 years ago. And he was pointing the finger at these people, or at these things, calling them out. So like I said, you might want to take a look at what is there. What we're seeing is being repeated, that's all. Just being said a little differently. So if you go and look at what Jesus had to say, you might see things in a whole different perspective. This is why I always tell everybody, go read the Gospels. Because the Gospels are good news. And it will help you, again, might even give you comfort, might give you encouragement, might give you a sense of, you know, well-being that you never felt before. It's something to look into. And don't go by feelings either, feely-feely, touchy-touchy. Go by the truth. Sometimes the truth is uncomfortable. I got news for you. Sometimes the truth is a pain in the ass. I got truth for you to tell you that too. But it's the best thing going. It's the best thing going. Alrighty, I somehow got on a tangent. And then I was about the serpents that we're seeing today. The serpents that we're seeing today. You know, they will come off appearing like an angel of light. You know, so like I said, don't allow yourself to be deceived by fakers, frauds, and bullshitters. There's a lot of them out there, and they're all trying to suck you in so that you can support them financially and help them build their little kingdom. So don't be, you know, if you're poor and you're trying to get by in this life, you know, if you really feel like being charitable and you want to give something, we got street people all over North America, people that don't have homes, people that they're looking for food, looking for some kind of help. Help somebody local. Help a fellow American. Help a fellow Canadian. You know, that's really giving at that point. You're not expecting anything. You're helping somebody. You're helping somebody that's down and out. You never know that the impact of what you've done there within the system, within our system, that can help somebody. You may turn somebody's life around. It may inspire hope in them. You know, something to think about. Not telling you what to do. Please don't think, you know, I'm not directing you. I'm suggesting, giving you an idea what it really means to be charitable. Help somebody who's down. If you're able to help somebody, help. If you're not able to help somebody, well, then do the best you can for you. If you got families, you got things, hey, this is all whatever, you know. Give God his due. That's all I will say to you. You know, make God the center of the equation and give God his due. That's all I can tell you, you know. That's the best way to tell you. Alrighty, I'm always, again, telling everybody to check out the site, share the data. You know, there's a lot of people there on the site that are doing things. You got Deanna Spingala, you got Fiona, you got Three Hearts Church with Sherry. You know, you got Ty in the West Coast. You got Brian in the West Coast. You got Yanni in Europe. You got Shai in the Middle East. You got me here in Canada. So, help out anybody you can, financially, if you can. If you can't, that's fine. Share the information. Share the link. Share it with everybody. You know, Let everybody have the opportunity. As the Bible says, he was eyes to see, let him see. He was ears to hear, let him hear. You know, the life he saved may be a, you know, another fellow man or woman. You know, that's what it's all about, isn't it? Helping out, reaching out, and trying to help somebody. So do the best you can, any way you can. I'm going to reiterate, read the Gospels. You know, read what about Jesus. Find out what he had to say. Find out what he was really all about, what he's really all about today. And again, pay attention. Pay attention. Alrighty, until the next segment. Well, to your health. I forgot to say, you know, we're still here. Remember this one thing too. We are still here by the grace of God. So, to the next segment, to your health. Take care.